Information that we hope to give people a lot of information. Firstly, about our cooperative, we're very interested in moving our cooperative services into your area. We have a very dedicated group of people in the Peace River who've been working with us to make this happen, and also working on a potential solar farm in the Peace River area that we are taking a lead on. And so there's a, we'll certainly be presenting information about our cooperative, the history of our cooperative, and some of the other projects, both wind and solar, that we've been very involved in. We were Western Canada's first renewable energy cooperative since incorporated in 2003. So we have quite a track record in both solar and wind. So we tell people all about that. And then we'll give them some background as well on this potential project that we're looking at for the Peace River area, solar farm in the Peace River area.
Okay, so about that, have you guys picked a location yet in terms of where this potential farm could be? Do you have a property yet, or?
Yeah, we've been talking to the town of Peace River, of course. They're very much a part of this whole process and this idea, and near the airport, right on the airport property, actually. It's a cool place to put solar because it's really land that can't be used for anything else, right? It's set aside as airport land, and you can't put anything, higher than, I don't know, 10 feet there, and it's really very restricted what you can put there. But generally speaking, you can put the solar farms on that property, so it's an excellent use for what would normally be vacant property.
Okay, roughly how many like square feet worth of, or I guess acres or hectares, whatever the measurement is, are you like hoping that this will be in terms of like how many panels you want to put up?
Well, yeah, it's usually measured in megawatts, and we're looking, this is a work in progress. Let's make that clear, right? So we're still working on the numbers, and we have engineering firm working on the exact numbers right now and doing an actual design and layout for the potential facility. But that's in the neighborhood of, I don't know, 3 megawatts. So what's that cover? Through 2 hectares.
Okay.
That kind of a size. Yeah. Yeah. It's
Okay.
enough to power a few thousand homes, let's put it that way. It's quite a significant facility.
Okay, so in saying that though, I remember it too, and I kind of dabbled in the study of renewable sources of energy, and I know one of the things that they had mentioned, especially in this part of the country, is that the more north you go, now during the summertime, you're going to have lots of sunshine, but what about the wintertime? Any concern with that?
No, this system would be what's called grid tied. It feeds into the grid. And we'll certainly be studying, the proper angle for the solar panels so that they will shed snow to some extent. But, the fact of the matter is up here in the north, Peace River, same as Dawson Creek, Dawson Creek, same as Peace River. We're 56 degrees north of thereabouts. We're way up there. But like you say, we produce so much power in the spring, summer, and fall. And if you look at the actual numbers, that number is 90%. We produce 90% of our solar electricity up here in the spring, summer, and fall, and only 10% in the winter. So really, most of the solar that we install and design for people, we design it for spring, summer, and fall. And if it covers up a bit with snow, it's not as much of a concern as you think it might be because there is so little resource here in the winter. But boy, we sure make up for it in the summer.
Amen to that. No doubt. Also, I guess something else as well that I did study in physics is that, and maybe the technology has advanced since then. I'm a bit of an old man, but one of the things I did learn is that in terms of like how much each panel or each photon would capture in terms of solar energy, that approximately 20% maybe could be converted to electrical energy. That was a few years ago. So, like, is the efficiency improved over the years?
The efficiency has improved a bit. It goes up a little bit. We've seen it. We've been in, I guess, in the solar business for about 7 years now, quite very seriously, ever since the price for solar started to drop so dramatically and became very affordable. We got into it here at the cooperative. Yeah, we see incremental improvement year to year. And the other thing that improves is the price continues to come down per panel or per watt. And also, they're doing things like putting coatings on the glass that, you know, reduce reflection and cause more light to be absorbed. So you get a much broader, what would you call it, angle of absorption. So it's like, you know, the old panels like had to be pointing perfectly south. And now we find with the newer panels, they're sucking in solar electricity from the east and west, and we're putting up solar arrays that face due east and or due west, and, you know, they're just performing really, really well. So the technology has improved on many levels. The efficiency is one of them, but it's other improvements as well as continued reduction in cost.
Yeah, absolutely. In your opinion, why do you think that the cost of solar energy has gone down?
Oh, I know exactly why it's gone down. It's not an opinion. Mass production. And we can thank the Chinese for that. They taught us that we can scale up manufacturing and automate manufacturing of solar panels to an unbelievable degree. So that when they started into it very heavily about 7 or 8 years ago, upscaling their manufacturing, the price just plummeted all over the world. They just flooded the market with solar panels, and you know they're super high quality panels, and now there's, of course, manufacturers all over the world, thousands of manufacturers. The solar industry is the fastest growing energy source in the world right now, by far. And it's just taking off like crazy. And as the production and quantity and automation and efficiency of all the manufacturing processes continue to improve exponentially, then the widespread use of this technology is also expanding exponentially all around the world. You know, right now, guess how many solar panels China's putting up right now? You'd never imagine. They're putting up almost 500,000 solar panels a day.
Wow.
So, you know, it is a technology of the era. They're calling this the solar decade coming up here. And that's exactly what's happening. It's totally happening all around the world. You'd hardly know it out here, you know, in Canada. We're quite a bit behind the rest of the world, you might say.
Yep.
But thanks to projects like we're planning near Peace River, and thanks to groups like Peace Energy Cooperative, it's starting to take off around here too now.
Oh, wow. All this stuff, I could probably talk to you for another few hours. I also, I guess, one of the things I got to, because I was looking at this too, and you had mentioned wind energy as well, and I guess one of the things for me is that when I was living in Ontario before coming back up here, just south of where I lived in Haliburton, wind farms were starting to really blossom around there. Is wind energy starting to take off as well? Because I know I agree with you on the solar thing, but what about wind energy? Is that also starting to grow?
Wind energy is the second fastest growing energy source in the world, and the same thing is happening with wind as it is with solar. Prices continue to come down, technology continues to improve, the efficiency and the costs continue to come down per watt. It's exploding all around the world as well, and has been. It's actually had a bit of about an 8-year lead on solar, so but solar has now overtaken wind as the leader in expansion, energy expansion. But no, wind is just doing super well anywhere in the world that encourages it. I know Alberta has, certainly southern Alberta around Pincher Creek has a fantastic wind resource, and there's more wind going up there as we speak, as I understand it, and also some of the least expensive wind energy ever sold into the grid. It's like, as you may have heard, solar is now the least expensive energy source on the planet. It's now more cost-effective than the cheapest energy source, coal. And now wind is almost there, too. So these are going to be the two cheapest energy sources on the planet in the next few years. That's what we're seeing, massive expansion, massive interest, reduced costs, and widespread deployment all around the world.
Now, I know you can't obviously get into it now because, I mean, we are talking about solar, but could you ever see the days around here where eventually wind power would be more employed around this part of the world?
You're talking Northern Alberta?
Yeah, Northern Alberta.
Yeah, to some extent, that's exactly what's happening with the wind industry technology. It's becoming, so you don't need, you know, quite so much wind to produce the same amount of power. That's where the efficiencies are coming in with the new wind turbines, that they can be placed. They're more, they're easier to place and less wind required to produce usable amounts of money and profit, energy and profit, right, to the investors. So yes, that's totally possible. We haven't done a study on the wind resource in your area. We have been very involved in wind in the BC piece because we know we do have an excellent resource here. In fact, that was PC Energy's first project, was BC's first wind energy project here right near Dawson Creek. At 102 megawatts, it was very significant, and it was the first one in the province, and we were very instrumental in making that happen. So we certainly know there's an excellent wind resource in the BC piece, and we'd be very interested in looking in more detail at the Alberta piece as well.
Awesome. And I guess another question I have is that we were talking about, like, you know, like airport setbacks, restrictions and things like that, which make solar energy more effective. But as we all know, wind turbines can be kind of tall. So I guess placement with them is probably a little bit trickier than it would be with solar panels.
Very much so. Yes. Wind has to be very carefully placed. I mean, let's face it, you know, they're pretty obvious on the landscape, aren't they? These things are huge, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you've got to be really careful where you put them for, you know, viewscape and access and a variety of other things. And they are more restrictive as to where you can place them so that you've got good wind. Like, you need altitude, you need tops of hills, you need ridges, you need foothills in the mountains are ideal, you know. So, no, very much more restrictive wind to place. Solar. No, it can go anywhere. We put a lot of it just on roofs anywhere downtown, right? Because it's so unobtrusive, no moving parts, no fumes, no noise, no nothing. So kind of hard to beat solar for ease of placement.
All right, awesome. Those are all the questions I have. Like, literally, I've probably talked to you for 5 hours, like, on this topic. I love it, and you love it too, obviously. Question: Are you gonna be here on the 21st?
Yes, we are. We have three people coming from Peace Energy Cooperative head office here in Dawson Creek. We have Greg Duick, our solar designer. He's the guy who does an awful lot of engineering and solar design. We have Ron Mock coming, who's our chief solar installer. So he's the electrician, you know, who runs around and installs this stuff, and fantastic project manager. And then myself as executive director. So the three of us will be there. Where they're going to come for the day, we're kind of interested in looking at opening an office in Peace River as well, in connection with this potential solar farm, and also just, you know, for information and potential business for the cooperative, and also soliciting membership and getting people to join into the co-op and share the wealth. So we're going to spend the day looking around town and finding some potential places we might want to rent to open a Peace Energy office there too. So we'll spend the day there, and love to visit Peace River, love the community. So looking forward to that day.